You heard of Lil Yachty? You ever heard of him?
Nah.
Yeah, I heard of him. Yeah, I heard of him. I read some articles. I read some stuff on him.
Yeah.
I've seen him on Sway.
Yeah. So you saying that the interview, his interview on Sway?
Yeah, I saw that. If I'm remembering correctly, you know, Sway pretty much gave that man a pass on his show.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And Sway is like
a politician.
Yeah, he's a Sway was like hip hop.
Right.
He's the one pretty much was we made him the mayor to stamp and solidify what was hip hop.
Right. Yeah.
And
he
stamped and solidified Yachty as hip hop. He gave him a pass. And my personal feeling on that, I believe that's whack.
You was offended by that?
I wasn't offended.
I mean, you was disappointed.
Yeah. Wasn't disappointed. I just saw that
it's whack.
It was whack as fuck. That's very whack. That's just the reality out of my mind. That's my opinion. You know?
Man, I'm so glad but you noticed that
shit. I have big respect for dude.
Yeah.
Sway.
Right.
Cause you know, he been, you know, keeping hip hop leveled out and helping hip hop. You know what I mean? He been having incredible dudes on there flowing and going freestyle. I'm not no freestyler, you know what I mean? I try, but I'm not. He been having incredible dudes on the station, you know what I mean? That's just like lyricists,
right,
flowing,
yeah,
respecting hip hop, you know what I mean?
Right.
And for you know, that shit. Then I hear Yachty, I don't know if this true, I hear him disrespect and say he better than Pac and Biggie.
You know, I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that?
Nah, I didn't
hear
that.
Okay, did you hear something else like that?
I heard.
Was it something disrespectful to the elders? That's my question.
Okay.
That's what I'm hearing.
Okay, now what he did say was like, he's sick of old niggas. We need to fall back.
Mm-hmm.
And fuck all that lyrical shit. You know, all that lyrical shit.
You're trying to do, you know, okay.
Hey, I can say one word. I could repeat one word and turn up if I want it.
Mm-hmm.
And get the fuck out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Who created that monster, though? The industry. The people in position.
I feel you. Like I said, man. Some of the shit...
Some of the shit is cool to me, man.
I done heard some shit. Like when I went to Vegas, man, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna keep it 100, man. I was listening to Designer the whole time. I was listening to the little nigga Designer. And I'm gonna keep it real, man. Like probably like 65% of the words I just couldn't understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? But the music sounded kind of good and some of the harmonies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Oh, the music is sonically correct.
Yeah.
So the music is going to bang. It's going to grab you first.
Yeah.
And the melodies, which is not really, they're not rapping, they melody. They shooting melodies at you,
right?
And it just sounds good. So
yeah,
they're playing their instruments, you know, with their voice, and you know,
right?
We can't hate on it, man. Just let them run, you know. Even Lil Yachty, you know what I mean? That's, you know, he's entitled to speak his mind.
Yeah.
He can say that, you know what I mean? So
hey, don't get K wrong. Yeah. I don't hate on nobody, especially when it's black success. But at the same point of it. The same way that you can go and learn McDonald's history or whatever job you're taking on, learn the history in the field that you're getting paid for.
It's a few little niggas out there though, but I've been listening. It's a couple little niggas out there that was like, look, before I even begin to do some of the chant shit, I at least learn how to rap. You feel me?
Yeah.
But I know that the chant shit is working. You know what I'm saying? So I'm fucking with it right now. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping. You know,
Look, man, Even us, man. We have to look at it and say, hey, do we want to put one out there in the mainstream right now? Put that one out there in traffic, because everything in traffic is this. You know what I mean? It's 808, and, you know, snap. You know, and that's what, if we have to do that, we have to do that. And then, you know, we could try to grab their ears with some of our, you know, but here it is. You have some people that be pushing the buttons, be like, that's it, sound too gangster. And we not trying to go back there. We're not trying to go back there with them niggas.
But yeah. It's a different element. They saying the same thing, and it's even worse as far as the content is concerned, as far as being on the radio and all of that. It's the same, but it's worse. And nothing to take away from that. You know, like I said, nothing to take away from the artists or the youngsters. It's not hatred. Content is the same. In a sense, music is great.
Yeah.
The substance level of it is the difference, and the creativity level of it.
Okay, that's the creativity.
That's what separates the creativity level. Actually having some talent,
uh-huh,
or actually just mimicking talent.
Okay, I'm feeling like the game is like evolving into where
your visual
exactly
is like
the same one.
Almost balanced out with the music.